Joining us by telephone is Portage County Executive Patty Dreyer. Hello, Patty.
Hello there, Larry.
You have a lot of different things in the works in Portage County. Let's go ahead and start off with someone you have retiring. That's Sandy Curtis over in emergency government. What's the immediate plan there?
Sandy Curtis has been our emergency management director for decades. In fact, she's retiring after 25 years of service. I just actually attended her ceremony, her retirement ceremony and reception just a few minutes ago. And so she's saying goodbye. She's helped us make a lot of advancements in our EMS and emergency management systems. In her office right now is a person named Karina Neeb that many people already know. Karina is now, as of Saturday, the day after Sandy's official retirement, Karina will be the interim emergency management director. I've already signed that paperwork. So Karina is well qualified on her way to helping us tag team till I complete the appointment of a new emergency management director in the county. We're doing a search and screen for that position right now.
As you do search and screen, if my memory is correct, there are various procedures in the county where if a department head wants to transfer, they could, or other places within county management could transfer to that position. Has there been any interest in that so far? Or does it look like you might need to stay with Karina over the long term?
Well, actually, we have the search and screen, the advertising for the open position posted through our human resources department, standard practice here, and I don't even know what kind of interest there is until that deadline is upon us, which is next week. I believe it's the 12th or the 13th of December when we'll have the full candidates list populated, I guess you would say, and I would see the list at that time. Usually the Human Resources Department at that moment starts to search through and screen through and give a top-tier set of qualified candidates for consideration. I believe that we will have outstanding opportunities through the search and screen process, and I also am aware that we have a number of these similar positions vacant around the state of Wisconsin, so it should be very interesting to see how that affects the search and screen. But again, I believe that we're going to have a great result to the process of searching for our replacement for emergency management. It's really key for Portage County right now because we're going through a reorganization of that department. This is part of what we've built into the 2014 budget to structure things differently and to provide extra focus and time on matters that we hadn't been able to attend to and areas of readiness that we wanted to boost. And so I'm excited about what's ahead of us, and I'm sure we're going to have a terrific leader.
I've worked with both Sandy and Karina, and from my perspective, they both do a good job. So you're lucky there that you got somebody to handle it.
I have all faith in Karina. I've already had meeting with her related to goals during her transition, and she's also handling the search and screen for an EMS specialist position, which is a limited term employee position, just to start here, for part of our reorganizational effort. So that search and screen is underway as well, with the applications due next week, and we will get those two positions taken care of first, and then we will take care of the reclassification of Karina's current position into a new position called the Deputy Emergency Management Director, so that we'll always end up with a greater succession plan, especially when you're dealing with the potential for disasters that you need to protect the community on as you go along. The fact is you need folks that are very well trained and can work side by side in tag teaming us through those kinds of responses.
Now that office has another situation brewing too, because you're looking at relocating, remodeling, expanding the dispatch center into that office space.
That's correct.
So you have the likelihood of emergency management moving to the annex.
It is going to happen. This is in motion right now. Not as in physically they're moving the boxes today, but it is in motion that in the next couple of months the process will be completed. What we're doing is we're expanding the dispatch unit over in the sheriff's department in the law enforcement center. We're expanding into an area that is now the emergency management current office, and so those folks need to find a different place to do their work, and we have identified a place right up here on the third floor of the county annex building just down the hall from my office, and they will be located right near the people who do the emergency mapping stuff and planning and zoning as well, and next to a conference room where we'll have lots of our team meetings and so on and so forth. So there's lots of accessibility to this office as well, the county executive's office down the hallway. For example, when we have to issue a declaration of emergency, you know, we're working absolutely side by side on all of those things. So I'll feel really great when we get them moved over here within the next month and a half or so. And dispatch, on the other hand, will have a greater work base to accommodate additional workstations to allow us to have a more functional workplace that will boost our ability to provide 24/7, 365 service through the dispatch office. So anyway, a really, really good set of moves that are great improvements, and I'm sure that it will benefit everybody across the county in the meantime.
The County Dispatch Center, getting the larger and better space, what stage are we there? Is that something that's already a construction go as soon as the office is empty, or do we still have some steps to go through first?
We actually, this morning, just processed an additional budget adjustment related to the construction of the dispatch project. It needed more money than it was first estimated to need, and so that was approved, and we are moving forward. I believe we already have all of the architectural designs. I have seen different plans. I don't believe it will be very long and the construction will begin. Our communication center manager position is sort of like the face or the single point of contact for dispatch, is a new position in our 2014 budget. This position will help to guide us through the growing and changing times for dispatch, especially as we move to enhanced 911 systems and just really, really important work, and I'm looking forward to having that new person hired to be able to help us lead that way.
Now, just for the average person out there that thinks we already have enhanced 911, I understand the new enhanced 911 actually has far more features. Is that what you understand, too?
It would accept video and all sorts of things from mobile phones. I'm no expert in it, but the staff here has been teaching me. I'm just opening our capital projects list. We have a great 911 system, and we have high levels of automation, but we've got always continual improvements to make. The enhanced 911 system will probably be a 2014 or so project. We were going to delay it if it turns out that we can move toward a joint dispatch with the city of Stevens Point so that the sheriff's office and that dispatch center takes care of dispatch for everyone across the county, for all units across the county, then we would delay the enhanced 911 implementation. Otherwise, there's an additional cost when we take in that capital project that will be on the city's shoulders, separate from the county's shoulders. So, you know, we want to make sure that we've got things done in the right order and that we don't cause the expenditure of funds that then aren't needed later if we join together. Joint dispatch is an exceptionally important endeavor. I really believe it's the right answer for our county. I know there are growing pains that we would have to go through to work out all of the differences in the particulars, but it is absolutely the right answer when you look at where 911 and emergency response is going. It's becoming more and more and more sophisticated in its systems, in its cost of software and training and everything else that goes with it. I can't imagine that everybody wants to have their own separate system and expect that that's the right answer for the taxpayers. In fact, we need to be doing this together. There are before us, like I said, with an enhanced 911 system, many, many, many thousands of dollars that will go into that system. And if we can prevent the city from doubling up and having to spend on some related costs because we can join earlier, then good for all of us, good for everybody here in Portage County and in our region. So anyway, I will have a letter to the mayor in the next couple of days. We've got it drafted. We're fine-tuning some things. We're adding a couple of other points. This is only a beginning place. Then from there, we'll have to take it with our public safety committee and have an authorized team to kind of work out the particulars. And hopefully, in no time at all, hopefully, we will be able to come to an agreement that works for everyone.
I know I've heard from some of the residents that they don't understand how you have two dispatch centers 100 feet apart, but yet each entity has its priorities as to what they need in a dispatch center. So I would imagine once your letter goes out and you get some meetings together, you can find out if it works or if it doesn't.
And one other point to think about, we're dealing with this now. In expanding our dispatch area, Larry, we have to move our 911 computer system. They're a little older system, and they are delicate. Let's use that word. They're delicate systems. It will cost us a tremendous amount of money for the right experts to move that system safely to the basement of the law enforcement center while we do the construction where those systems are located now, and then move them back upstairs. So if I am in the city and I am thinking about maybe, as I've read and heard more than once, that I might move my whole city headquarters down to the Mid-State building, if that was on the horizon, I would want to be looking at how do I prevent having to even move a dispatch in the first place, because it's such a big deal to move any emergency communication system. There's everything from fiber optic cables to literally moving the physical equipment. And we just got the estimates to move with the expert's help. And I think it was like $250 an hour just to provide the moving service, if you would, for all of these delicate systems to troubleshoot for whatever the issues are along the way to make sure that we can keep it as operational as possible. While all of this is going on, one of the things that's happening in Portage County is that we are going to develop our emergency alternate dispatch location at our highway department, which is down in Plover. And so that's going to be our alternative dispatch center in the event that something happened to our county core that caused us to not be able to do business here. In order to provide continuity of service, we need to have another place that is set up ready to go. And we're going to make that happen at the highway department. And so we've got to, you know, lay certain kinds of cable. This is a couple-year project that we're working through right now, and it will make us much more ready for whatever the need is in our future. Hopefully we'll never need to use it, but you'll never forgive yourself if you didn't do the proper work of getting continuity plans in place. And so anyway, that is on the horizon as well. Lots happening from the emergency communication side of it.
I'd heard the city was actually looking at their secondary site being the new bus garage as well. So this might be the perfect time for all of you to talk together.
Yeah, and we do, certainly. I don't mean to imply that we don't communicate with each other, but, you know, everybody's got their plates full. I was going to mention to you at the top of this interview that if somebody ever is saying to you lately that government moves too slow, I would tell you they are not talking about Portage County government right now. We are an exceptionally dynamic organization, moving through strategic planning, moving on physical space, leapfrogs, merging departments, reorganizing departments, doing some capital constructions that improve the effectiveness and safety for our operation and for the people of this county. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on.
Let's touch on one of those. I know one of your projects involved child support services and other social services merging into one place at the Guilfrey for several different reasons, one of them to gain some extra dollars coming in and to make it easier. Where are you at on that project?
It is moving nicely ahead. The final ordinance changes will be before the county board on December 18th this month. We have moved through a number of different committees so far. It seems almost every committee blesses actions this big on our way to that kind of reorganization, and that's not a bad thing at all. So I think it's Monday morning. There will be a Judicial General Government meeting the same time as the Finance Committee, and they're going to make some decisions at that meeting to move it through to the county board. So I think that's the last big hump, if you would, before an executive committee on the way to the county board.
Now, to make room in the Guilfrey building, somebody has to get out.
What we have over in the Guilfrey building, you're exactly right. If you're going to move child support over to the Health and Human Services Department, which is housed in the Ruth Guilfrey building, and you need them under the roof in order to draw down the additional federal dollars and help us be able to hire a child support specialist to reduce the caseload per staff person and move cases through more quickly, then if that's going to happen, we have already within the last month identified that there was nowhere else in the Guilfrey building that we could retain the UW Extension unit, which is where child support's going to go. Their space, the UW Extension space in the Guilfrey building, will be the space that child support uses in the new design now. It's absolutely perfect space for child support for a lot of reasons. That meant when they couldn't find room for UW Extension within the Guilfrey building in order just to stay there, and it's not UW Extension alone, but it's Healthy Beginnings, another program that has a lot of program materials that they take to home visits for families who are at risk and so on and so forth. So we had to find another place for them. At the Space and Properties Committee meeting on Monday, the Space and Properties County Board supervisors made big decisions. One was to confirm that the child support move would take place to the Guilfrey building, and two, that UW Extension would come this direction, probably the annex building on the second floor. And what would happen, because this building is full, is it meant that the Basin Properties Committee issued a 120-day notice to the leasors on the second floor of the building, including federal agencies like the USDA Farm Service Agency, and as well as a Golden Sands RC&D, which is a regional organization here, and give them notice that we can't lease the space beyond the 120 days because we are going to need it for county operations. And then those folks could start looking for other alternatives. We love having them here because it's very convenient, say, for farmers to come in on the second floor and do business and then come up to planning and zoning on the third floor. But the fact is when it comes down to the push and shove of it, the bottom line is we've had two failed referenda, both of them before I came into office. One was for a justice center and one was for a courthouse, and each of them asked for additional space, and we were denied those through the votes of the people. And so we need to look for using our other space better, and that means we have to move these tenants along. We may discover, because we're going to put together some next phase of space-related plans that involve UW Extension as well as other county units that could better be located, and we could have some other efficiencies and benefits by having them located in the annex building or moved around in the annex building. What we're going to be able to do is put this plan together and bring back a concept map to the Space and Properties Committee in early January with the details, and we'll move on from there. We may discover as time goes on with whatever the city's plans are, if they were going to vacate the courthouse to move over to the Mid-State building, I'm told it wouldn't be any sooner than 2014. That means that we still have lots of figuring to do in here. We even looked at renting space for UW Extension. We are obligated to provide space for them in how UW Extension relationships work with the county government, and the rental costs out in the community would be pretty fairly equal to what we charge downstairs. So then why charge downstairs for other units to rent when it's our duty to provide service and certain kinds of computer connectivity for UW Extension? Keeping them close and on our system is really important, versus the federal government isn't on our system. They're on separate systems. So, you know, you have to look at the IT aspect in addition to the space and the relationship physically from one office or one staff cluster to the next. There's a lot of moving pieces. We don't have it all figured out yet, except we do know that we're going to be able to keep the organizational merger for child support and health and human services moving forward.
Looking at a couple of road-related issues, looks like traffic is back on Double H, so I'm assuming that the repairs to the McDill Dam are complete.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I'm imagining that that's one thing that everybody on county board and your office is happy to have behind you.
I am very, very pleased. And I know that there are lots of pros and cons to projects like this, but I believe that we did the best thing. It also came in under budget, which was great. We had a report not very long ago, maybe the last week and a half, at the Highway Committee, the engineers that did the repair. Wow. They did a presentation for us and taught us all about what they did. It had all the photos to show us all the particulars. The Highway Commissioner and the Assistant Highway Commissioner were down there watching, along with our other AECOM engineers, kind of overseeing the process and documenting it from our side of things. But the contractor firm did this presentation, and it was truly wonderful to learn about how all of the strategies worked, how all the geotech kinds of decisions were made, what came first and why. And anyway, I learned a ton. I have great respect for the process that was used. I regret that years ago people didn't use that kind of a process and that kind of science and thinking. I know technology was different, but not that much different. Anyway, I feel like we've got a really good project completed, that we need to finish the final budget, but again, it will be under budget, and I'm just looking forward to moving on, and when the songbirds come back in the springtime on McDill Pond, they'll have the kind of insect that they need on their journey north. You know, it's one of our prime birding areas in the county.
Mild weather is actually saving you a little money right now. You don't have to do as much salting, sanding, and overtime plowing, so that's probably a good thing right now, because we're about a month into what's traditionally winter, and we really haven't had much to do.
Yeah, one of the things that I actually just called the highway commissioner, and he says, don't forget that the blowing and drifting snow, when we do have blowing and drifting conditions, they're higher cost items for us to stay ahead of. Some of us don't think of it that way. We might think about just the depth of snow, and if you don't have much snow, you don't have much to do. But in fact, you know, he reminds me about the blowing drifting thing. Nevertheless, yes, our budget runs from January 1 to December 31. So what we get for this fall, this season now as mild, is really the end of this calendar year. I asked for Brian to help me remember how our winter and spring was cost-wise, and we really didn't have any over-the-top kinds of expenses to speak of. So we're just going to benefit from a little break on the budget, I would call it. We're full on salt, too, Larry. We're full in our salt sheds. We took on the minimum salt that we could get to lock in the cost breaks that we were looking for. There's no shortage of salt that I know of, that the highway commissioner knows of, so we feel we're well positioned to help us continue to have safe roads. We always do an excellent, excellent job with our highway workers in Portage County, one of the best counties, many would say, for how we manage our road conditions here.